Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez in the studio. The latest contestant to be gone from The Bachelorette, Colton Underwood. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, Colton, I'm sitting here across from you, young, strapping, handsome guy, met your dad, good genetics. Why do you have an issue getting a lady, or was this just something you wanted to do because you thought it'd be fun to be on The Bachelorette?
You know what? To be honest, it was at a position in my life where I was sort of getting out of football and figuring out what I wanted to do for the rest of, you know, my life. And I was like, hey, this is a perfect opportunity to focus on myself. But, you know, I've made a lot of sacrifices in my life for my career, and I always put my career first and focusing on football, focusing on charity, focusing on other things. So I said, hey, this is time to focus on myself. You know, all these apps nowadays, Tinder, Bumble, whatever you want to call it, yeah. I don't have them. So I was like, this is going to be my Tinder. I'm going to go on this show and see if it works.
You're going strong there. Now, yeah. Have you tried the social media thing or the app thing at all? Are you open to it now?
I haven't, and I'm not going to. I'm going to stay off.
Why are you so opposed to it?
There's just too many horror stories for like catfishing and...
I thought you said too many whores.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that's true too.
That too. So
okay. So you got sent home, unfortunately, after your hometown date. Why do you think Becca made that decision?
I think watching back, the quality of guys there. There's four really good guys, and I think that anytime there's any type of red flags brought up, and with Tia coming back and having that conversation, I think that it sort of makes it an easier decision in her mind. I also am not blind to the fact of watching the episodes back and seeing her connection with the other guys. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It makes me at least happy that I know she's going to be taken care of with, you know, the three remaining guys. One of them is going to make her really happy.
So you still have feelings for her?
Yeah, she's an awesome person. I did fall in love with her, and I challenge any good guy.
What week? How far into it?
After the children's hospital visit, seeing her with the kids and seeing her with my family, that was the moment.
But how much time did you put into it right there? Would you about a month in, 3 weeks?
It was about two months. Yeah, about 2 months.
In. Okay.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Because how old are you?
I'm 26.
26 years. See, I used to fall in love just about every week. It took me about a week. So 2 months, not bad. That's a lot of time right there. Yeah. Well, that was my problem. Anyway, that's another show. Mr. Underwood, your dad kind of stole the show this last week with the tough questions for Becca. Pop's just looking out. Did you guys talk about this prior?
You know what? That's the type of dad he is. He's the, you know, a protective sort of, you know, papa bear. I appreciate his straightforwardness, and he's a straight shooter, and he gave it to Becca straight. And I think that Becca respected that. And I think it went a long way sort of seeing, you know, how much Becca valued my family and my dad's opinion.
Same way. I got an old man. That's the exact same way. Does not have a filter. The situation with Tia that you once went out with her or sort of dated her.
Yeah.
Purely coincidental? Do you think that was a major reason that you were maybe cast so it can be exploited later on?
You know, I actually don't even know if the producers knew about it. So the situation between that hasn't been touched on very often, but just to clear the air on it, I went to casting weekend here, and as I was at casting weekend, they were announcing the girls for RE season. And they said, hey, just take a look and see, you know, see if anybody catches your eye. Well, I followed three of them on social media. It was Becca, Tia, and Lauren. And Tia followed me back. So I was playing it cool. I wasn't going to message her. You know, I knew that I was sort of a finalist for the show. I posted on about Stranger Things, and I said, you know, something about Elle, and she DM'd me and said, oh, I love Elle. So I'm blaming Elle for all of this drama and Stranger Things for all of this drama because
Millie Bobby Brown. She's a sweetheart. I'm about to tell her.
You created the drama on The Bachelorette this season. Congrats.
So why didn't it work out with Tia? She says she still has feelings for you. Could you revisit that or what's up?
You know, for me, I was so caught off guard, and I was so blindsided with the fact that she came back just because, you know, we talked for, you know, 2 months texting and FaceTiming. We spent one weekend together out here in LA, and it just wasn't, there was something missing. Mm-hmm. You know, she was in Arkansas. I was in Colorado. I just was a realist about the situation.
Right.
So I wasn't even thinking about her. I was so focused on my relationship with Becca at the time. So it just caught me so off guard when I went home.
Right.
In multiple ways.
Yeah. Overall, how would you describe the experience?
Overall, the experience was unbelievable. It allowed me to really, you know, find out what makes me me. Mm-hmm. And it sort of, in a way, weird way, forced me to talk about things that I wasn't comfortable talking about. And it allowed me to open up and stay true to who I am. And overall, it just made me a better person.
So you had fun. Okay. Would you be open if they asked you to be the bachelor?
I definitely think I would be. I mean, it just depends on where you're at in your life. Mm-hmm. But I think for right now, you know, I'm still focusing on, you know, finding my person. Obviously, we're going to have to take it one day at a time and get through paradise.
Literally get through paradise, right?
Literally, we're going to have to get through paradise. So you're going to have to watch that. So
Bachelor in Paradise. Where is it at this year? Are you able to talk about that? Same place every year. It's in Mexico, right?
Mexico.
Is it in Puerto Vallarta?
Yep.
No?
Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, Puerto Vallarta. Yep. That was right. Okay.
Yeah. It was in a place that was hot as hell and had a lot of crabs and bugs. And I don't yeah. do well with humidity, bugs, and crabs. It was like a death trap for
That's
me.
That's right. You're from Colorado, so you don't
we
get
don't do
that
bugs
up there.
Or humidity.
Yeah, no,
either.
You're right. Oh, when did you guys shoot that? What time of year?
It was a month ago.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nice and hot and humid right there. Oh, my
there was
gosh.
Thousands of, I was sleeping with crabs. I had a crab in my suitcase when I got home.
And Puerto Vallarta is like a jungle, essentially.
Yes.
So, yeah, you get some serious big creatures down there. I mean, it's beautiful and it's fun and all that. But, yeah all those elements, you want to go there like in the winter.
Yeah, I found that out.
If given choice, did you have fun there?
You know what? I did. I ended up having a good time.
Okay, good. We'll leave it at that. I can judge by the smile. We'll have to check it out. So let's talk Colton's legacy. I know you're doing great things with your charity. Tell me about these bracelets and this event you got coming up.
Yeah, so in San Diego on July 26th, I'm hosting a party. It's Havana themed down at Mavericks in Pacific Beach. And I'm partnering with Pura Vida and Bacardi. And we're hosting a huge party and we're theming it. You know, come get a little dirty for a lot of good. And it's going to benefit my Legacy Foundation.
Okay.
So the Legacy Foundation supports cystic fibrosis. And right now I'm focusing on the Legacy Project, in which I'm visiting all 50 states and I'm surprising a legacy or a cystic fibrosis warrior with a new medical equipment, a new vest treatment in every single state.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Good for you. So Pacific Beach down in San Diego?
Oh, yeah.
So SD, so you played down for my Chargers.
I did,
for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah. How long were you down there?
About 2 years.
Good.
I love San Diego.
Isn't it great? Isn't
Amazing.
It great? What era? What time?
2014, 2015. I was your practice squad guy, but you know, I knew my role and I played it well.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I
appreciate the support.
I made him better.
So. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Good for you. So where's home now?
Home is in Denver, Colorado now.
Okay, so that's still home.
Yep.
So any plans on moving to Southern California or San Diego? Or
You know what? If I ever move back to California, it's going to be San Diego.
Right?
I have a soft spot in my heart for San Diego. I love it. I loved living in Mission Valley. I loved PB.
Yeah.
Downtown, just the whole atmosphere of San Diego.
A lot of nice girls down there.
A lot of nice girls in San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, must be nice. 26, single. See, I'm married, got kids. Good for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Jennifer Aniston.
That was quick. Superpower, if you could have one.
Fly.
Go to late night snack.
Ooh, peanut butter.
Nickname growing up.
Colt.
Most regrettable moment on The Bachelorette.
None.
Dang, are you having a positive attitude? Because that's just sort of your athletic approach that, hey, you know what? I'm giving it my all. Therefore, there are no mistakes.
Well, you know what?
I got to walk away with no regrets.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually talked to some of the producers about this too. My biggest downfall of my personality when I went on there is, as an athlete, I grew up with this mentality of protecting myself and not letting people know when I'm down or hiding my emotions.
Yeah.
So once you're in this environment, it forces you to open up and be open. And
right.
I was so guarded in the beginning.
Right.
That I think, you know, obviously that hindered my relationship a little bit.
Yeah.
But it also allowed me to grow and realize, like, hey, this is a weakness of mine. You know, if you're going to be in a relationship, you need to be open and vulnerable. And it took me a while to get there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a weakness necessarily. I think that's a strong trait. I think there's a healthy balance.
Correct.
You know, but you're young, man. You got time right
there.
Good meeting you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it. OnWithMario.com to find out more about Colton's legacy. And thanks for stopping by, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.